most difficult things about chores is knowing what an age-appropriate chore is, and then even knowing how to manage the chore. How do I make it happen? What do I do if the child doesn't do the chore? The better question is, what will you do when the child doesn't do the chore? It's all about training.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and I get the chance to teach sort of Sunday school, I guess you would say that, children's church mostly. And it's funny because it's a small group, small enough that I will have three, like happened the other Sunday, three that were between the ages of 10 to 12. And all of a sudden come another three, ages 3, 5, and 6. And the whole dynamic changed. And the younger ones were playing with things all over. And here I was trying to remember that song, which I never learned, clean up, clean or something. And like, how does that song go again? How do I make it fun for these little kids to clean up and at least help me out here? But there is sort of an age appropriate way to flesh out this whole idea of chores and responsibility.
There is. And an opportunity like that would be an opportunity to make the three older ones almost feel like adults, to give them, each one of them, one of the younger ones to do something with. The opportunities are all around us. I think every mom, well, let me rephrase it. I think we've dumbed down parenting. I think we don't think that our children can do it until they want it. And then it's unbelievable how well they can do it. We don't think our children can get out of bed. You know, I really don't have a morning child, Bob. My children aren't morning children, except interestingly on Christmas. They get up very early and they don't forget to get out of bed, and they come blasting out of bed. There's must be a motivation concerning Christmas.
I've gotten the kids to memorize Bible verses because of chocolate.
Oh, yeah. So motivation positively and negatively. I think we begin the concept. Now, first of all, let me say you begin the concept tomorrow. I don't care whether your kids are 2 or 16. You can begin the concept, and we begin right where we meet them here at Sheridan House. We begin the concept, and then we, at the same time, begin to train the parents. So when the child goes home on Friday nights and is home Saturday and Sunday till Sunday evening, the parent is following up on what we're doing. That's kind of the gig here. We get the child to work with the parent. We do work with the child, but we have to work with the parent.
So they come during the week. The weekends they go home, but at home needs to have a similar system.
Come here Thursday nights for parent meetings, and we want to help them with the system. And watching a parent come alive is so amazing when they realize, I can do this. And it's such a blessing. And a large percentage are single parent moms. And they just come alive with that, where they realize, I can make this happen. I've been the consequence the whole time. I've been yelling and screaming. I've been doing this all wrong. I haven't held my child accountable. I've just said, forget it, I'll do it myself. It's just easier to do it myself. But it doesn't prepare the child for adulthood, and you'll regret it later on. I think we start, and you just mentioned it in the opening of this broadcast, we start when we help the children at 2 years old start putting their toys away. Before you get that out, you know, Reuben, let's pick it up and let's
clean
put that away.
Up,
yeah, I wouldn't
up.
Sing that song. That's the
it's like the Barney song. You don't want
that
to hear
one.
It.
That one wouldn't work for me, but it might work for you. In two different worlds. But I would help them know. And what you said though was masterful. If we can make it fun for that age group, then it's fun.
Yeah.
I think I want to start by helping them know before you do this, you do that. That there is a connection, a stimulus response. You will be able to take those other toys out when you put these toys away. And when we're done, we clean up and help them understand we clean up. And you're going to see a temper tantrum out of a two-year-old, and I not want to do it out of a two-year-old. But I have to understand this is an 18-year process, and it might be a 16-year process. And you know, here at Sheridan House, it's interesting. There are kids that are with us, living with us for 8 months. There have been kids living with us for 6 years.
Wow.
They live till they're done. They get it. Until the whole system is working, and they go home on weekends, and they're an asset to their home rather than a problem in their home, and they can help with the younger siblings. And so we want to teach them to choose. We want to put a plan together, and we start with age appropriate, and I think that's putting things away. I think that when my children went out the door to kindergarten, we started giving chores, actual chores. We had a daily chore, and we had a weekly chore.
Okay.
We had two different chores. The daily chore, we've already talked about a little bit, was you got up, you made your bed, you got everything off the floor, you got your backpack packed for kindergarten, and we set out the clothes the night before, and you started putting your clothes on. We got your Velcro sneakers so you can make this thing work. And we gave them that, and it took a while to get in the groove. And actually, in the summer, we would start practicing a couple weeks out to get them ready. And we would tell the world and we would cheer and unbelievable. And this is awesome.
So they were like proud because they were making their bed?
They were proud because I was stupid about it. I was crazy about it. I was taking pictures of their bed standing in the middle of the bed.
Did they ever get back to you about that though?
They think it's hilarious. And dad just got jacked.
Why are you so excited, Dad?
Yeah, because look what you did. Look what you did. But here's the thing. If it's an adult thing to do, I had to make our bed. I had to get up.
Okay.
I had to set the example.
So Daddy was also making the bed.
Yeah, one of the things about my kids going to college, it was wonderful. I stopped making a bed. It was
really?
They're gone. They're gone. It's awesome.
Rosemary's
you're done.
Like,
you're gone.
Why?
No.
20 years.
It bugged her that I made the bed. That was kind of one of the funny things in our marriage. But I think I want to put a plan in place. Yes, they get up and they had some personal space chore to do. Mm-hmm. Decide what it is that you expect your child to do.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about how to, when they don't do what you do in a minute. The other chore I gave Roby at 5 years old was to take out the garbage.
Really?
And that was his chore, yes. Mm-hmm. He could take out the garbage. It was hilarious. And we practiced. We went through the house on a Tuesday night. And as we went through the house on a Tuesday night, I did the garbage and showed him how to do it. I emptied everything upstairs and poured it into the big black bag and dragged it along the floor like he would do. Took it downstairs, emptied the one garbage can downstairs, took it out, then went in and got the kitchen, took it out. It takes 3 minutes. But the deal was, now you got to roll the garbage can out to the curb. And he would roll the garbage can out to the curb. Now, Roby, I've shown you how to do that. And I'm going to then remind you on Friday, because the garbage needs to go out on Wednesday evening and Friday evening. If you don't get it then, the next morning, it needs to be done before 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning or before 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. That's why I like to do it the night before, because mm-hmm. I know it's done. You choose. If it's not done by 7 a.m., I'm taking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to take it out, and we'll talk about how to set this up, but if I have to take it out, then here's what's going to happen. When the garbage can is empty and I took it out, you're going to get the hose and you're going to rinse out the whole garbage can, put the mess on the ground, sweep it into a dustpan, put it into a garbage bag, throw it back in. We're going to have a clean garbage can. You don't ever have to. I see that face on you, Roby, that
Dad.
Yuck face. You never have to do that. Just take out the garbage. Now, if a parent listening today believes it's about taking out the garbage, they'll quit. It's not about taking out the garbage. It's about remembering to take out the garbage. It's about being responsible enough to take out the garbage. It's about setting up some system that helps you have the responsibility of taking out the garbage and knowing you're supposed to do that. But it's another thing. It's about choosing to take out the garbage. It's about choosing to do what's responsible rather than choosing to do what's pleasurable. It's pleasurable on Tuesday evening to do other things. It's pleasurable to go to soccer. It's pleasurable to play with my stuff, even though I keep thinking, gosh, I've got to take the garbage out. I've got to take the garbage out. And I'm not reminding him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. Every now and then, I would take the garbage can out from under my desk that I knew was needed to be emptied and put it in the middle of my floor. So when he would walk by my study, he'd see the garbage can. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would try to do little things, but I'm not going to say, you know what tonight is, because
right.
I want him to get it. Now, that five-year-old, it took him a long time to get it.
Okay.
A long time.
What
to
do
get
you mean
it.
A long time?
Oh, well, there's debates in our home.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking weeks and weeks and weeks. And was he ever perfect? No. I mean, there were times when, you know, he's a junior and senior in high school, and once a quarter he forgets to take it out as he's running doing other things. But that's life. We're multitaskers.
Right.
I mean, he was president of the junior class and president of the senior class. He had other things on his plate. But the garbage is one of the things you do for your family once a week. And your room is one of the things you do for your family every day. And it's your personal space,
mm-hmm.
keeping it clean. So we put a plan in place. We explained it. And I'm going to give us an acronym that we've given here before. And the acronym is called the ICE plan, I-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
I stands for instruction.
Okay.
If there's a chore I want my child to do, I need to instruct them in it. If they're under 8 or 9 years old, I need to demonstrate.
Right.
Part of the instruction is visual. They need to see me do it. That's why I walked through the house and did the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why I had to show him how to rinse out the garbage can, lean it over on its side because he was too short to stick it in the top and mm-hmm. rinse it out. I've got several friends whose screensavers are their sons washing out the garbage can on that computer. One of them is the president of Hill York,
oh my goodness.
Chip Lafferty's son. fun rinsing out the garbage can, because it's not about the garbage. It's all about raising a responsible individual, raising a good chooser, raising a child who chooses to do what's responsible rather than pleasurable. Mm-hmm. Let me translate that. Let's say that child hits 35 years old and is away on a business trip and his marriage isn't working right now. And he's at a hotel in Kansas City. And he go on the way back from putting together a business deal, he's checking in for the night at the hotel, and he walks by the lounge and sees 5 or 6 or 7 single women in the lounge, but no one would know. He's got to choose to do what's responsible rather than choose to do what's pleasurable. This isn't about garbage. This is about King David choosing to walk by Bathsheba. Blessed is the man who doesn't stop in the way of sinners, sit in the way of sinner, or bask in the arms of sinners. Psalm 1:1, that's a very loose translation, is responsible enough to walk by. It's about, you know, it's going back to Joseph. It's about Joseph who said to Potiphar's wife, how could I do such a thing and sin against God? And it's about Joseph who ran from her in Genesis chapter 39. He ran from her. I want to raise a son and daughter who grow up walking from what's pleasurable away from it when it's irresponsible. Mm-hmm. It's not pleasurable to take the garbage out. It's not pleasurable as he got older to wash mom's car on Saturday mornings. It's not pleasurable for Tori to clean the bathroom they shared. So it's instruction. It's deciding ahead of time what the consequence is. That's the C in ICE. I is instruction, consequence. The C in the ICE plan is consequence. Decide the consequence ahead of time. And now here's the hardest part for most parents, the E in ICE. The E in ICE is letting them exercise their options. Get out of the way and let them choose. Because remember, we're using this as training to help someone be a good chooser. Choose wisely.
And the mentality you have to have is you want them to win at this.
Like, I want them to win, but I want them to learn more than I want them to win.
Right. I mean, don't have like this humongous chore to do that they'll never be able to get done on time. You know, if you give them too much, or, you know, it just doesn't work out.
I don't want them to make them slaves. I want to make them competent.
Right.
And so I'm going to give them, they had stuff to do. Every day was that room. Every week was their family chores, their contribution to the family. But then again, I've got to be willing to inspect it. I've got to be willing to inspect what I expect. If they know I'm not going to inspect it, if they know I'm not going to check, then why would they bother? Mm-hmm. These are children, and children are awesome. They're smart. They're manipulative. Mm-hmm. They're going to do initially as little as they can get away with, mm-hmm. but I want them to get jacked over doing everything they need to do by choosing wisely. I've got to put a plan in place that teaches that because it's not about having a bed made. It's not about having a bathroom clean. It's not about taking the garbage out. It's about raising somebody you want to hire because they understand how to accept responsibility. They understand when you say, I need the report in on Friday, that they turn the report in Thursday evening. They get it done ahead of time. They are ready to be given responsibility. They're ready to bring it on. They're ready to be adults.
And some might come home speaking with their friends and all that and start saying that you're overprotective, overcontrolling, and just all over the place.
Dad, I'm the only one that has chores. I'm the only one that has to make my bed. I'm the only one on planet Earth that has to clean a bathroom or take the garbage out. You know, they learned quickly that one didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. You know that nobody else takes the garbage out but me in the fourth grade. And I said, wow, really? I feel so sad for those kids. I mean, their parents don't care enough to raise them to be awesome and incredible.
But that's the key, though, is telling them that I'm doing this because in the future, this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, but don't expect them to get it.
Right.
They're not going to get it.
But at least if you say the game plan, well, I don't know. You'd say the game plan, you'd expect them to at least know that you're not doing it to make them slaves.
You can say all that you want. They don't believe it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm saying the game plan because they will then understand the rationale when they're parents.
Okay.
They will get it later on. And when I would say, isn't that so sad that nobody else's parents does that? And they make that face. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. I know what you mean, and I love you very much. And I know you don't get this, but my responsibility before God is to train you up in the way God wants you to be trained. Mm-hmm. And that means be responsible for your behavior. I know you don't get it, Roby. It's not about the bed. I know you don't get it. It's not about the garbage. But I don't have a farm for you to go collect eggs and become responsible. I don't own Padrino's restaurants where I can put you to work as one of my kids and teach you to be responsible. So I'm using this. So yes, you will be accountable. And yes, there will be a consequence. And let me tell you, you're awesome. You get it done. And it's wonderful. I'm raising you to be ready for the responsibilities God's going to give you.
You're listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting Today. I'm your host, Ruthie J., and if you want to hear this program again, find it online completely free at parentingtoday.org. Even read the corresponding blog and sign up to get that automatically. That's parentingtoday.org. For more on Sheridan House Family Ministries, even to get that book, Ready for Responsibility by Dr. Bob Barnes, you can find that online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Friday edition on this topic of chores here on Parenting Today.